Officials with the Air Force and other agencies are asking members of the public to weigh in on several proposals to provide drinking water to Moose Creek residents who can't use their wells because of groundwater contamination. The pollution came from Eielson Air Force Base's use of firefighting foam in years past. But North Pole City Council members made it clear Monday they believe expanding their municipal water system to Moose Creek is the best alternative. KUIC's Tim Ellis reports.
The North Pole City Council unanimously passed a resolution in Monday's meeting stating its support for expanding the city's water system to Moose Creek because, says Mayor Bryce Ward, it's the best solution to provide drinking water to the community.
Just want to let the Air Force know that this is something that if the community is interested in it, the city could be a viable option.
Ward says expanding the water system is the best of seven alternatives outlined in an Air Force study of the groundwater contamination that's spread from nearby Eielson Air Force Base. The study, which will be presented tonight in a town hall meeting at the Moose Creek Fire Station, also includes other alternatives such as setting up tanks or water filtration systems at each residence or business affected by the contamination. The Air Force's interim feasibility study estimates it'll cost $34 to $40 million to expand the system about 4 miles south to Moose Creek and maintain it over 30 years. Ward says that'll provide water to 169 parcels in the area where two types of perfluorinated compounds have been found in groundwater at levels that could harm human health.
Although it is not necessarily the cheapest option, it provides the least amount of liability to those involved and affected. And the greatest security over that 30-year period and even longer.
The Air Force will pay the estimated $25.3 million to build the system, but the federal government probably will not pay for maintenance and operation of the expanded water system. Ward says North Pole knows quite a bit about that process because for years it's had to deal with a bigger groundwater contamination problem caused by the leakage of sulfalane, an industrial solvent, from the Flint Hills refinery, which the company shut down in 2015. Ward says the city hopes to hire a contractor this year that, if all goes well, will begin work in the spring on a larger water system expansion project for homes and businesses affected by the sulfalane contamination. That project's estimated to cost nearly $100 million, 80% of which will be paid for by Flint Hills. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.